This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday.
Funny!
Happy Hour Friday. The weekend is here. You made it. Congratulations. And there's football this weekend, too, including tonight, the Atlanta Falcons preseason game number 2. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? It's game day down here in the A as the Falcons are practice against them. Now they're going to put on their pretty uniforms and play against the Tennessee Titans tonight. Another step in the right direction, because that means the season is almost here, Bunk. As it's getting late or early fast.
Something's happening.
One of them things.
Yeah,
man. That means the
time's
season,
passing.
Yeah, the season's right around the corner, and it's another opportunity for this team to go out there and put what they did on the practice fields onto the game field. It'd be a lot of the same. No, it would be all the same guys that played in the previous game will again play tonight. If you're not injured, you'll be out there. So, temper your expectations if you think you're going to see the stars, or the offensive stars, because they're not playing tonight. You get to see Younghoe Koo kick.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, that's
he's a starter.
He's a starter, so you get to see that. But other than that, it's going to be those young guys out there flying around. And I think they should. I don't know what Tennessee's going to do as far as Cam Ward's going to play or not tonight. I do not know that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But because he didn't play, he played in the previous game.
Mm-hmm.
But they should be around. I mean, should be flying around just like they did last week, because Tennessee isn't good. Mm-mm. First or second line.
Yeah, it should be an opportunity, just like we talked about last Friday, to see some of the young guys on defense, the first round draft picks, and the guys that just haven't played a lot, Dorless and Aro, guys like that are going to be a big part of the defense this year. And then it's a battle for roster spots, whether it's a practice squad spot or the back end of the 53, guys playing for their football futures tonight. And that's fun. It's fun. I mean, it's not guys that you're going to, especially on offense, guys that you're going to see a ton of this season on the field for the Falcons, but at least a ton of, hopefully. You're not going to see a ton of them on the field.
Yeah.
But again, we had this basically the same conversation that we had last Friday, except for it's a slightly different team, similar uniforms and everything.
Yeah.
Colors,
yeah.
Titans, light blue, just like the Lions. But I mean, that Lions guy had to get carted out.
Yes.
So I'm not going to sit here and say that it doesn't matter, because it does matter.
Yes.
They're out there trying to make the team or whatever, further their NFL future. Guys are going to make the team, show what you can do, whatever. Like, hopefully some of the young guys, if I'm looking for anything tonight, maybe that you didn't see last week, because you say, Artur Lebikidi had a nice game,
yes,
and you saw some other stuff.
Guy.
It'd be really cool to see James Pierce or Jalen Walker, yes, or one of those guys make a big play tonight.
Yeah, you would love to see that. I know that it was a thing, because people were talking about Pierce being double teamed and all those things. That wasn't a game plan specific thing. That was a dude, whoever's over there with him, no matter who's rushing, this right tackle stinks. Let's go over here and help him. So if it was another player,
man, that's tough. That you're the second string right tackle, and they got to do that for you in the preseason.
Yes, that's bad.
That's bad.
And Jalen, that was his first week of practice and everything like that. So you anticipate him getting more and more acclimated to it. But I would love to see something like that. I love when people the assumption. I think this is my assumption. I think James Pierce is a better pass rusher than Jalen. I think Jalen is a better football player. I think the way they're going to use Jalen is a lot like they use him at Georgia, because you can put him all over the field. He can play off the ball back. Mm-hmm. He can play on the back. He's just not a pure pass rusher, and I think a lot of people think he is. He's a hybrid player that can play all over the place, and by the end of the year, he's a double-digit sack guy.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what he does. That's how Georgia used him.
Because, right, and Ross said kind of earlier in the offseason that eventually we want to get there with him.
Yeah.
We're going to focus a lot early on what he does best, which is what – I don't know whatever he does best right now. Is it get to the passer? Is it – we'll see how they use him. But just try to maximize the young guy's ability now.
Yes.
While you kind of grow him into the other stuff that he can do. He's one of those guys – and this is how I'll put it. Tell me if this makes any sense. And this is kind of what you just said, too, about the difference between those two guys. Like, James Pierce Jr.'s ability is going to be really obvious to people.
Yes.
Even the layman.
Yes.
To watch and be like, oh, he beat that tackle and got to the quarterback.
Yes.
And then there's Jalen Walker, where you kind of got to know some stuff.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
To see what he's doing. Because there was a highlight that was circulating after the Lions game. I don't remember who. It might have been George Foster who posted it. Somebody posted it. And he just kind of got off two blocks really, really well, mm-hmm. turned the run back into his teammate, and they tackled the guy. I think it was for a loss, or at least it was for no gain. And I watched it the first time, and I was like, what are we looking at here?
Right.
What's he doing? Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. And then, like, reading the comments, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm, like, an expert on run stopping or anything like that. I would have watched that for the first time and not seen anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But then for people to explain it and talk about it, and obviously you being one of those people, it's like, oh, okay, that was great.
Yeah.
He, like, really helped make that play work.
Right.
He's maybe going to do stuff like that that you're going to have to dig into and know what you're looking at to see what he's doing. Whereas James Pierce is just going to get to the quarterback.
That's it.
Yeah.
Pew! Right. I'm a guy around the corner. And I think that when you view, like, the defense as a whole, all the guys that we've had an opportunity to talk to and hear from on the defense, it's going to be just attack, going to get people. Like, when you have that kind of defense, a lot of times you're going to give up big plays. It just is what it is.
The way they talk about it, it sounds like they're going to give up plenty of big plays.
Yes.
Now they're going to make big plays too.
They're going to make big plays too.
But there was a great article this morning, kind of about Aroro and Dorless on this defensive line with Nate Olley, the new D line coach, mm-hmm. and Ulbricht, and just kind of the mentality. And it was like, last year I think this was Dorless that said this, might have been Aroro. He was like, last year we felt like we had to be perfect on every play.
Yes.
This defense isn't about being perfect. No. It's about just going. It's like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I tell you, the best example. I know that, oh, God, it was when Coach Ramsey, when he came over from Tennessee, came to Georgia, and we had one of the best defenses as far as turnovers, sacks, and everything in the country. But we gave up big plays because we were just going to go get the damn quarterback. And for the most part, they got the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now, this puts that onus on your secondary and everything like that, because you're going to be in man coverage a lot. But if you want to talk about turnovers and sacks and everything that year at Bunk, we were one of the best in the entire nation, because it was a just go and just like, who was it? They said, you know, play the run on the way to the quarterback. That's what we did.
Right.
And it was a lot of runs, stop for losses and things like that. But yet, you know, if you just like get that arm, the running back can just break an arm tackle or something like that, or the guard can just get a little bit of the tackle to make a crease. It was a gash, you know, and so it's going to be a lot of those. But, you know, that's just NFL, because it's not the way it used to be with the whole read, the whole react, the whole two gapping and things like that. That used to, you know, that was built. Was the two gap defensive lineman where you hold them up, see which way they're going, and shit. No, it's just go right there. Go right there. The outside guard, the tackle, just go right there. I know the back might be going, it's just a different type of defense, but it should be a lot of fun. And you have a lot of youth, hell of a lot of athleticism.
Exactly.
Hell of a lot of athleticism.
It seems like the right strategy with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Like, trying to ask young guys who have the physical tools, but maybe the reps, the mental stuff isn't quite there yet because they haven't done it. To be perfect seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Asking them just to go play. All right, you're going to make some mistakes.
Yeah.
Go play. You're going to make, I don't know if you're going to make more plays than you're going to miss. Hopefully. We'll see.
Right.
But you're going to make some big plays in this style. You're going to give up some big ones too. Don't worry about it. I don't know. Makes sense to me. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to make the
sounds big, good.
Kind of. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, it sounds fine. Right. I don't know. It doesn't sound, I don't know. It doesn't sound great, but it sounds fine.
Yeah.
As long as they make some of those big plays. But for it, I don't know, to be like, yeah, we're going to, you know, do it all the way to the
because
thing.
Because the thing what
we don't
they
have to be perfect.
The thing what they want to do is that you want to rush the quarterback. You want to speed up the process of the quarterback, meaning, you know what, they're coming so fast, I got to throw off my back foot. There's Jesse Bates or somebody like that.
Right, exactly. And yeah. If enough of that happens, then great.
Yes.
But, like, If it doesn't,
if they get it picked up,
then you're giving up 30 points a game.
Yeah, but that's most offensive. You right. can pick it up,
right?
Because like if you can use a defense's aggressiveness against them, you can make so many big plays,
right?
All right, I mean that's the thing about it. If you can find a way, and that's all people talk about in the offense. All we gotta do is hold up for this amount of time. If we can hold this amount of time, we believe that our guy on the outside will beat that guy. We believe that our back and they and hell the Falcons have maybe the best one in the league. That guy's yours, Bijan. We got all these guys. We can't get to him. He's yours. All right, and that's usually when you have a more explosive offense too. When you got a guy, especially at tailback, that can beat that one guy. Because a lot of times there is an unblocked guy. Can you beat that unblocked guy? Bijan 9 out of 10 times will beat the unblocked guy. You know, and so those are the things that when you talk about attacking defense the way the Falcons hope to have one, it's going to have to be that.
Yeah, and look, just as a fan, I'd rather have an attacking defense that's not great than a super passive defense. Because last year, so much of what they were doing defensively was so passive. I mean, you're playing so far off the line with receivers and, you know. It's James Lake. Somebody referred to Jimmy Lake as James Lake on Twitter this morning. It's kind of funny. Jimmy would have an aggressive offense.
Yes.
James, nah, we're going to give him some cushion.
Yeah.
Because, again, I don't know. Hopefully they surprise. It's you know, it's hard for a young defense to be a really, really great defense. Obviously, you're hoping they get better as the season goes. I don't expect the Falcons to be a top 10 defense in the NFL this year. But they can work towards it over the next couple of years. But if you're going to be, you know, a bottom half of the NFL defense in terms of like total defense, yardage and stuff like that, you can still be a playmaking defense.
Yes.
And it sounds like that's kind of the gamble that they're taking.
Yes. Got a lot of young players rely on, man.
Yeah.
A lot of young players rely on.
Yeah. Like half the defense is rookies or second-year guys.
You say 70% of the dudes that's playing tonight, you're relying on them. Because you got Ayamada, you got Jesse, you got A.J. Terrell, maybe not D. Alford.
Ellis won't play.
Caden won't play. Other than that, like 70% of dudes out there.
They signed another guy on defense yesterday, too.
Yeah, they told me when this draft was happening, they should have traded up and got him. Well, 5 years later, they got him.
They got him.
They got him. 5 years later, they got him.
A couple years ago had the first pick at that position in this draft, too. Yes. Taking the third corner in that year's draft, A.J. Terrell really worked out.
Yes.
He's by far the best one.
Yes.
We'll tell you who they signed yesterday. The Braves, kind of fun couple days.
Hey!
Don't look now. Don't look now. But we'll talk about it next. Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the game.
Oh, man, the sky's the limit for this defense. Just the group of guys we have around. You know, I feel like every guy is coming together. The chemistry is getting there. You know, we got some vets sprinkling in with some young guys. But at the end of the day, everybody got the same mindset. Everybody's eager to get out there and compete and win games.
There you go. That's D'Angelo Malone from our conversation with him on Wednesday at training camp. That was our final day up there in Flowery Branch for this lead up to the season. They have their second preseason game tonight. D'Angelo Malone, I'm sure, will be on the field for that defense playing tonight and playing some special teams as well. And, you know, I think I don't know what my expectations are, like if I'm putting a number on it or whatever. Right. I think the defense is going to be a lot better at creating those big moments this year than they were last year. I think they'll be better at getting to the quarterback. I think they'll be better at creating turnovers. I think they'll, like we just talked about, I think they'll still give up some big plays. And, you know, offense is going to have to win you these games. Like, I don't think the defense is going to be the strength of this football team, but you're also doing it with really young guys, and maybe in a couple of years the defense can be the strength of the football team. So if you take, like, the long view of it, the sky's the limit. But I feel like the limit's a little lower than the sky for this defense. Not to be negative on D'Angelo Malone's assessment.
We haven't seen it. I mean, and the one thing with D'Angelo, he's learning a new position, so, you know, he was talking to us about, you know, him playing. He was also an outside guy. They moved him inside, so he's still learning on the job. We know what kind of special teams player he is, as he is the lead special teams guy on this football team. But, I mean, the expectation, I mean, you can't know, in my opinion, until you actually see them doing it against a game plan, things like that.
It would surprise me if they're a top 15 defense.
Okay. Just from previous?
Just kind of on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that could be. And I think that if the offense is capable of doing what I think they should be able to do, then all you need is a 15 defense.
Sure.
Yeah, you know
yeah
I mean?
It could be fine.
Yeah.
If you're somewhere between 20 and, like 15 and 20, you're average. If you're just an average defense, that would work with this offense.
Yeah, you look at that, you look at scoring defense, red zone defense, sure. Things like that. I mean, if you're one of the tops in that, then you got a defense that you can win Super Bowl with. If you're able to force them to field goals, obviously, you know, create turnovers and things like that. And that's been their biggest thing is turnovers and sacks. Turnovers and sacks. I had coach defensive coordinator a long time ago. He would call them chaos plays. Don't have enough of those.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough chaos plays going in their favor. Now, they have them against them. But, you know, it's more or less you don't have enough of those strip sacks. You don't have enough of those, you know, tip balls that result in turnovers.
What do you think they're more likely to do of those two this year? Because it's been a while since they've had more sacks as a defense than they've allowed as an offense.
Mm-hmm.
The last time they did that was 2017.
I think they'll be
it's
there.
Also the last time they went to the playoffs.
I think they'll be there.
Or can they have more turnovers that they create on defense versus turnovers that they have on offense? Which one of those is more likely?
I think more sacks than giving up.
Okay.
I think more sacks than giving up.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I think more sacks than giving up. I think that when you look at the turnover situation, you got a rookie quarterback. I mean, you got a young quarterback. So you want to view it from that standpoint. I mean, who's a proven freaking turnover machine is a safety. We know Ed, we know that he's going to – we know three, he's going to make plays on the ball every time he gets an opportunity around there. But I can go with
Actually did pretty good last year in terms of sacks allowed.
Yeah, I'll go with that. And I think a lot of it also will help the fact that you got a quarterback that can move in the pocket. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a guy in Michael Penix that can get out of harm's way sometimes. So I'll go with that. I think the pass rush is going to be better.
Did the Bears really allow 68 sacks last year?
How many of those were Caleb holding?
Sure, yeah, and yeah. running into him and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah, a lot of the I wonder what was his net yardage as far as net rushing yardage.
Oh God,
it's got to be like
remember because in college they do that, yeah. right? Like sacks count for negative yardage rushing.
Yeah, it'd be like 40 yards,
which is a thing in fantasy, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Keep an eye on that.
What's that?
You get a sackable quarterback. Those yards add up.
Oh,
negative.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because negative rushing yards.
Oh, all right. Well,
I'm just letting you know now that you're doing college fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you out.
I haven't accepted the invite yet. I'm mulling. I'm taking the weekend to mull over.
Draft's Thursday.
Yeah, I got time.
You do, but if you don't do it, we got to find somebody else.
I got you Thursday, right?
Well, right.
Yeah.
But if you decide Wednesday you don't want to play.
Right. No, I have my decision by Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, great. I have my decision by Monday.
Just let us know.
Yeah.
Try to have it in the mail by Monday.
Yeah, I have my decision by Monday. Okay. It's crazy because.
That'd be great. Well, then I won't give you any more advice until Monday.
Why are you doing that? I mean, I've already scouted who I'm going after.
Who are you going after?
Like, how do you pick it? Like, meaning, like, the draft order. Meaning the draft order. That's what I'm saying, the draft order.
Oh, okay.
The draft order.
I don't know. It's randomly generated the day of the draft.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got it. Now, are we all on a phone call together, or is it like a Zoom?
Just online.
Just on the app.
Just on the app.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I got it.
Fantrax.
I got to get the app.
He lost 466 yards due to sacks.
Unbelievable.
Good Lord.
466
That is, thank you, Abe. That's
sacks.
That was the point of that. That's crazy.
That's not very good.
No, man.
That's not very good.
46 first downs.
And we'll talk about it later on the game because we'll talk about most of the games. But he's playing. Him and the starters are playing this weekend.
Good.
So. He ran for 489 on the season.
There
so
you go. 20 yards total.
I said 40. So, yeah, good for you.
Holy crap. That's awful.
But, I mean, that's what Ben Josh is trying to rein in.
Right.
That right there. That because a lot of those, obviously running the sacks, the ad-libbing, the trying to get out of the pocket, the trying to make something happen. Though that's what I'm talking about when you have a young quarterback. Take what the defense gives you.
Let's get back to that in like half an hour in an NFL no huddle. I was listening to a thing this morning. Mike Sando and some of the other national NFL guys just kind of ranking quarterbacks and where they fall and why. Some of the concerns people have about Caleb Williams, explain that.
Yes.
Exactly. Like, exactly explain that. So we'll get back into that. That's not something you have to worry about with Penix. I mean, he's not going to run himself into sacks. He's not going to hold the ball in the pocket. He's really good at getting rid of it and really good at processing. So hopefully that's not something you have to be concerned with. Falcons and Titans tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, preseason game number 2. Here's Michael Harris last night doing it again.
Liner toward the gap. Go. And it gets down, and it gets by Mullins. And the speedy Eli White is going to score with ease. Michael Harris strikes again, and this ball game is even at 3 apiece.
I saw so many clips of this, and I kept seeing the same caption of the clip. It's like, damn, how fun is baseball when Michael Harris is having fun?
Yeah, man.
Like, when he's just having fun, man. And, I mean, it's not – you're not having any fun when you struggle the way he's struggling. But, I mean, just the energy, because he's still so damn young, and he still plays that way. And, I mean, just the having fun on the base, the dance that he does when he got the double and then the stolen base, just the energy, that youthful energy that he brings, I just love it. And I'm so glad he's doing well. Ozzie played really, really good last night. And, you know, another comeback win. It always feels good when it's the damn Mets because they're spiraling. And, you know, don't look here, but the Braves are only 17 out.
But hey, I'll be honest with you.
You're only 17 out.
I'll be honest with you. Beating the Mets in a series, I guess, does this to me.
Yes.
They're only 11 out of the wild card.
Yes. 11 out. They're 11. Now, they still have the same pitchers.
The Braves never lose!
There's a lot of teams in front of them.
Yes. And they still have the
same
pitchers.
Same pitchers.
Yes. They're the same pitchers. I know Chris Sale's coming back.
Yep. I know.
And everything. Like
I know.
That.
I know.
And we had a guy that we knew last night, Bryce Elder, had a typical Bryce.
Actually had a good night, good game.
Yeah. And game. So, I'm not, I mean, 11's not far. I mean, they come back from 10.
11's not far if there's one team in front of you.
Yeah.
But there's like seven teams between you and 11. It's true.
Anything
you just need all those teams to fall flat on their faces.
That's it.
But the thing is, none of those teams are very good.
No,
like they're not good. And again, I know, realize we're sitting here talking about the 53-68 Braves.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not good either.
Yes.
They're not good either. But I can't, I did. They won 6 out of 8, and I just kind of I took a glimpse.
Did you?
I just did. I hadn't looked at the standings in a long time because why would you?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But I did this morning. Kind of peeked at it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I like it.
I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs, but like, I don't know. The Indians are in the wild card hunt. They play them next.
Yeah.
The Guardians. They could ruin them.
Why not?
Just like they did to the Mets.
Everything in
here's what I'm asking.
Everything in Cleveland sucks right now.
Everything in Cleveland always sucks.
I might say that.
I've never been there. Yeah. Unfair to say.
Yeah,
never been there.
Been there.
Haven't heard great things, but again. People said Pittsburgh was bad, and I went there, and I really liked it. So
really?
I'll fight the good fight for Cleveland.
Okay.
You'll fight the good fight for Cleveland?
I lived there 2 years. I loved it.
Okay. There you go. Here's
that was too easy.
Here's an ask.
Okay.
What about – they're not making the playoffs, but what about 500?
Okay. That's fine with me.
Well, I know it's fine with you. I'm asking you think they can.
Yes.
They'd have to go 28-13.
Why can't they do it, Andy?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons why they can't.
Mainly it's the pitching.
Yeah, mainly the pitching. Yes. Yeah, and the bullpen also means pitching, but yeah, that.
Yeah, I mean, but this year, here it is. All right, Ronald will be back this weekend. Probably.
Yeah, today.
Oh, he's coming back today?
Back today.
Ronald's back. Michael's the way he is. So to me, it's not – the run production should be there. The run production should be there. Oh, boy, had another save last night.
One, two, three.
Oh, boy, had another save last night.
Did you win the game last night on the bats of two guys that couldn't hit their way out of a paper bag the whole season?
Yep.
And now they're both, I mean, especially Michael Harris.
That was
Michael Harris's sixth straight double hit game, multiple hit game.
I love, and the coolest part about that was the run he scored, while they're sliding at the same time here in Ozzie. You're like, one sliding, it was so cool. But, I mean, if they can continue to hit, and Ronald's going back to 3-hole?
28-13 in the final 41.
Ronald going back to 3-hole? Okay.
28-13. That's all it would take to get back to 500.
I'll take that. It's going to be hard as hell because there's going to be – because old boy's got to go like four more times, right? The dude – who nickname I gave him? The sorry-ass dude that just came in. I gave him his nickname. Sabrizi. What is it? Oh, one of the new pitcher dudes, man.
Eric Fetty?
Yeah, E-Fed.
Oh.
Yeah, E-Fed. E-Fed's going to have to go – well, at least with three more times.
You can't just call everyone old boy and expect us to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, E-Fed.
You know, old boy, and then, you know, they got old boy coming.
Well, you know, they all, I said the ones that sorry as hell, just start naming them off.
Old boy who's sorry as hell.
Yeah, just,
I guess that would be the argument for why they can't go 28-13 in the final 40.
It would be easier to name the ones
when
that are
When I say
actually
old boy,
the
just think about that part.
Dude, Michael Hare, it's crazy how good he is right now.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And it's so much fun.
Goodness gracious.
He's rookie of the freaking year good right now.
He is.
This is how he played, yeah.
God.
Let's keep that going.
This hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll talk some college football coming up next. Also got the Hawks schedule for next season. We'll tell you some of the highlights of that as well. Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
God, what an absolute treat. This thing gets to get dusted off.
Now, I'm curious because that was the best thing about this song were like the highlights that they
had. The graphics.
Remember, the best one was like when Shaq was diving on the ground.
Throws it over his shoulder. Yeah.
Like, are they going to bring that all back?
I hope so. Do that with modern guys.
Yes.
You know, just have the old crappy 90s graphics with like the little video like slides onto the camera and there's those bad like graphics behind it that look like sparkles or something like that. Just make it all 90s and 80s and very like old school. Because the NBA on NBC is back and the Hawks have three games.
Nice.
Three games on NBC.
Yeah.
So you get to hear this three times, four times actually, because they have one game on Peacock.
Now, NBC, like, because my whole thing with NBC back then was always on Sunday afternoon.
That was great.
That's all I always remember. These are going to be like midday games now. I mean, midweek games and stuff.
Oh, they are?
I'm asking.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, I was asking. Is NBC, they're back? Are they going back?
Tuesdays.
Are they going? Okay. That's when it's Tuesday. Okay. I was wondering if they're going strictly back to just on Sundays, but they are going to. Okay. Just making sure. But I saw that. I don't really get excited about the NFL schedule release, but basketball schedule release, like so many of these damn things. Tell me, when is Christmas? Who's on the Christmas Day game?
Not us.
Okay, I knew that. And who's opening night? Other than that, I'm not one of them that really, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fun.
Yeah. Like, who did they start
glad we brought it up then.
Who did they start the season with?
The Toronto Raptors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where at?
Here.
Okay. Well, opening night for first game of the year's home game should be a lot of should be fun. I mean,
be fun.
Especially because of the expectations and the new additions that this team has. I'm looking forward to the season. Just like, okay, schedule's released. There's so many of these damn
things. No, I know. It's, you know,
just so many
just happened yesterday, and so we thought we'd let people know. Maybe they didn't know.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just telling them.
Okay.
And the music, you know?
Oh, I love the music.
So that
love
was part of it.
Interested to see how they do the TNT guys, how they incorporate them into this whole new realm of basketball that ESPN doesn't do pre-post game. It's always great because, you know, I want to see Shaq. Because there's nothing funnier than the post game because they'd be so ready to go home. And they're like, all right, Ernie, I ain't going to be here all night, man. Roll the clips.
Right. That is a really funny part of the narrative about them going to ESPN now because, like, they're all like, well, we need to be able to have time to do what we want.
Yes.
But also half the time they're like, we don't want to
be here. We don't want to be here.
So it's like, which one is it?
But I'm telling you, Andy, they're not going to do – they might work once a week. Mm-hmm. I think they'll probably do once a week show, couple hours, and be gone about their business because this is hard for me to think that they're going to just – constantly want to do that.
Well, that's what it was on TNT the last handful of years, too. They really just did Thursdays.
It's once a week. And so they because ESPN usually, because basically NBC is taking what TNT did, right?
Mm.
Oh, kind of.
I don't know. Yeah.
If you want just a weekly schedule, Monday is a Peacock game.
Okay.
Tuesday is NBC or Peacock.
Okay.
Wednesday is ESPN.
All right.
Thursday is a Prime.
Okay.
Friday is either Prime or ESPN.
Okay.
Saturday is Prime or ABC and with ESPN, ESPN.
Right.
And then Sunday is just potentially added here and there, ABC, NBC, or Peacock.
Okay. I don't know because ABC is ESPN, so hell, they might
imagine they're just doing Wednesdays every week and then a rare Friday or Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. And then once you get to the playoffs, then you use them.
Right.
That's what I would assume that they would do.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. That makes sense because, I mean, where are they going to do the show still from the Turner Studios or or do we know if they got to go to Bristol? They are doing it at Turner Studios. Okay. So they don't have to do nothing, man. They might have some new cameramen, maybe a new producer or something.
Hopefully
like
not.
That.
Hopefully all the people get to go.
That was the biggest reason why they said why Charles said he stayed around was because of all those people behind the scenes that he wanted to help stay employed.
Yeah. And I know they tried to do everything they could to keep the same crew.
Yeah.
There's probably people listening right now that are a part of it.
Yeah.
So hopefully they get to continue to be a part of it. So the Hawks ended up with 13 nationally televised games, 3 on NBC, 3 on ESPN, 3 on Amazon Prime, 4 on Peacock. Obviously have the MLK game, opening night against Toronto, Oklahoma City Thunder coming in that first week too. So the NBA champs will be here that first weekend, Saturday, October 25th. And, you know, on down from there.
But what happened to NBA TV? Are they still going to – what? Are they still going to be a part of it or – or no.
I don't know. Right. I don't know. Right. Abe can look that one up, too.
Like,
all right. Well,
where are they going to be at?
I don't know. Let's get to a college football corner.
Oh, it's been a long time since I heard
back.
That one. Still true.
All right. So we bring back the college football corner open. College football corner right around the corner. This will be the last weekend where there aren't any games.
I know. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, as tonight, high school is getting back on.
Yeah.
I see nephews playing tonight. I know Terrence has a game. Peach County is getting ready. I think it's a big Westlake and Langston Hughes, I think, is playing tonight. So that's going to be out of this damn world. I think it's Langston Hughes.
I believe. I don't. Buford.
You played last night.
And it was on ESPN.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they played last night. And so, yeah, it is right around the corner. When you look at, you know, it's always high school starts. And then because they had the Cork and Kale. Now, obviously, college football, week zero is next Saturday, right? Am I?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, week zero is next Saturday. So, yeah, the last Saturday without a full day. I'm going to go ahead and do a trial run on Saturday morning. You know, just a trial run of getting myself back into, you know, having all the pre-games on and everything, getting ready for
it's like
Saturday.
Preseason for you.
Yeah, it's like preseason for me. So I'm going to be, you know, I'm getting more and more stuff down in the basement, getting all the batteries and all the remote controls.
When we got games on, high school games on the radio station tomorrow.
Okay.
Like all day.
Okay.
St. Pius X versus Dunwoody.
Both. You're calling games this weekend, right? Let us know which
I'll
one
call
you
that
got.
One.
You calling this right here?
St. Pius and Dunwoody.
Okay.
Brookwood, Houston County, or Houston County.
Houston.
McEachern and Walton. So all three of those.
It's amazing. Like, I grew up down that area and how people didn't give a damn about how you would say it, and now they're just so offended because they finally started getting good in sports. Mm. They were awful.
Well, they especially love it when someone who's not from here says it wrong.
They were awful.
So I'm glad you guys jumped in and helped me.
They were awful. And now that they're good at some stuff. Now, it's Houston. Whatever. Didn't change the spelling because it looked like Houston.
It does look like Houston. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that's always.
That's a good telltale, though. Like, because every region has those, right? All in the Pacific Northwest, it's all like the Native American named towns, like Puyallup. You can tell if somebody's from there or not, how they read it and say it out loud. Uh-huh. That's a good one there that I just butchered. And then there's others.
Yeah.
There's others that are around the area, too.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't want to offend you. You from Houston County, Warner Robins. Okay, I've been down there. I used to live down there, right? Okay, let's just call it what it is. If they didn't have the damn base down there, it would just be Houston County. Okay, so just stop. Anyways, I digress.
All right, so we've done this a little bit. Let's do it a little bit more now. If there is a team, because it's hard to say. I know the prompt is always with this upcoming season, who's going to be this year's Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be this year's Arizona State?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I didn't see Arizona State last year.
Exactly. So, like, really, if you want to say that, because Arizona State was picked to finish last in the Big 12.
Yes.
Not like, you know, they weren't unranked and they kind of got it together. They thought they were going to be the worst team in that conference.
Yes.
And then they won it and went to the college ball playoff and took Texas to overtime.
Yes.
So that's a whole different thing. right? Mm-hmm. Like, so basically, in order to say who's going to be that this year, you got to, and they didn't do a vote. They didn't do a vote in the Big 12 this year. So you literally can't do it.
Right.
Because they didn't vote on who they think is going to finish in what order in that conference, because they think that that did that conference a disservice mm-hmm. in terms of getting teams into the college ball playoff, mm-hmm. which I don't
agree
with.
Well, you guys thought the Arizona State was going to be last.
Right.
Yes.
But didn't they probably use that all year as a rallying cry?
Yes, of course,
like,
they did.
Didn't Kenny Dillingham say, they picked us last?
The thing with him is, if he has another year like that, he won't be the coach anymore.
No. He won't. And people are picking him to do it because they got the quarterback back, and they retained a lot of their roster, which obviously he's proclaimed is a very big deal.
I did a lot of scouting on that roster there, Andy.
Did you?
Yes, a lot of scouting.
Levitt would be a good fantasy quarterback.
But
for
I think, you know, I'm just going with, you know, because me and you, we were communicating yesterday, and then obviously Bill Bender came on. Let me jump on the Husky bandwagon. Because I sent you a clip yesterday.
And then you told
me something about another thing you heard about the Huskies. We obviously had Bill Bender on yesterday. He was talking about the Huskies. So let me jump on with them Huskies.
And honestly, like, that's kind of what, right? Like, they're not picked to finish last in the Big Ten. But most, I think one person randomly had them winning it, and I don't remember who that was. Mm-hmm. I should be celebrating that person, DMing them and telling them thank you.
Right.
But yeah, you sent me a Joel Klatt clip that was talking about them. Greg McElroy does his own personal top 25, and he had them in the 20s, but most people didn't. So mm-hmm. he was kind of bragging on them there. And Bill Bender yesterday, too. So, all right. So what does that mean? They're going to the playoff?
I don't know, but I mean, the way that people are talking about, because I mean, we know who the big dogs are. We got to talk about this Michigan thing because all their sanctions came down.
Right.
But you look at Ohio State, Penn State is up there. People are really high. I'm like that on this Illinois team. I think they're going to be really, really good. You know, I love me some Brett Bielema, even though he's a weird cat. But yeah, I like him. I like his toughness.
Yeah, he's good for college football.
Yes, he is. Okay, then outside of that, I mean, who is it?
Oregon.
Oh, thank God. Again, still ain't registered to the
Big Ten. Good. Forget about
it. Yeah.
I like that you're forgetting about it.
Oregon is going to be there.
It's good.
Now, who is it? Is Indiana? They have the same schedules last year.
Yeah, a lot of people think that they're going to do again what they did last year.
Yeah, they have pretty much the same schedule. But I mean,
lot of the same guys. Yeah. And they went out and got, they don't have the same quarterback they had last year. But they went and spent to get that guy, Mendoza from Cal, mm-hmm. who Georgia tried to get.
Yes.
Like, Georgia tried to get him in the transfer portal. So, you know, maybe people don't know that much about him, but that's a compliment to the kid.
Yes.
For the Georgia Bulldogs to be interested in him, and he ends up probably taking more money, I would assume, to go to Indiana and be their quarterback. It's funny, man, because Cal's got a bunch of guys that transferred that are now, like, a part of the argument that people are making for that school to be good. People are like, oh, they got Mendoza from Cal at Indiana. They're not going to miss a beat. They got Jaden Ott at Oklahoma, the running back. Like, it's kind of – Cal sucked.
Cal
like, they were not good
at
all.
They had a great run that one night against Miami.
They had a fun game against Miami.
Game day and everything was out there. But, yeah, they're not good.
Yep.
You know, but
– maybe it was everybody else's fault. Now, they scored a lot of points against Miami.
But you think
night.
About
but
it,
everybody
all their
a lot
best
of
players left. Mm-hmm. And so when you can find a best player and you put him with other good players, you kind of automatically assume that that's going to elevate the play.
I think Utah is going to be a team I think they can make the playoff. Okay. You know, like I'm not saying that I think they can win a national championship or anything like that, but
I'm trying.
I think they can win the Big 12. And I think also, I mean, Kyle Whittingham just is one of the best coaches in college football.
No doubt about it.
And the last couple of years have been tough because I understand why they kept trying to have Cam Rising play one final year, because the final year he was healthy, they were really good, mm-hmm. and they just missed the playoff,
right.
And they beat USC, and they won the Pac-12 and all that. It just didn't work out. He couldn't stay healthy. They got this transfer quarterback from New Mexico and the offensive coordinator from New Mexico, and they've said this is their best offensive line they've ever had, which at Utah means of the best offensive lines you're going to see.
Because we know they're going to get out there on defense, and they're going to have one of the best special team units in college football.
Yeah, and they got a mobile quarterback, and if they have that offensive line, that's a recipe.
I think that when you look at, because they're in the Big 12, and we don't know, I couldn't tell you who the clear-cut leader is for people around the corner. Even in that conference, obviously you want to pick for your own team. But, I mean, it's just such a unknown. Because, and I'm telling you, Arizona State made it unknown for me now. Mm-hmm. Because, like, when I was like, Arizona State doing it like that? And, you know, and that could be one of those blip years. Everything is in line. You got this dude named Scataboo who was running all over damn everybody, and you got a veteran quarterback. You got a young, energetic coach who instills some life in the program, and nobody sees him coming, and then they damn near beat Texas. You know, and so could they rekindle that? They got the guy. They got the quarterback.
They got a good quarterback.
Most important thing.
They got a good quarterback. Whoever wins the Big 12 is going to be the team that wins the most one-score games.
I agree.
Because every game in the Big 12 is a 2.5-point spread. And every game in the Big 12 comes down to the final possession.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Arizona State did last year. They were 6-1 in one-score games in conference.
Yeah.
The only other one they lost was to Texas in overtime, and they damn near won that one, too. They were really good in close games. That's what it's going to be. Again, I don't know. Is Utah going to win all the close games? I guess I'm predicting that they will.
Because
I think that they're going to win the conference.
Because they usually do. You know, we talk about, you know, coaching matters. And how Whittingham, how he coaches and how he instills it, his teams are tough as hell. Mm-hmm. You gotta be a tough somebody to play for that man and play at Utah, because that's what he is. I mean, we talked about Brett Bielema just a second ago. You gotta be a tough somebody to play in a Brett Bielema's type system, because it's smash mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, we are gonna win right here. You see that Appleton say that 6 inches is right there. That's where they wanna win football games. Fortunately for Whittingham, they've done it more than not. But like you just said, every time they're there, every time you see the momentum, Cam goes down, the quarterback goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Every single damn time before they got the momentum, they're going to a big game. Damn it, he done towards them ACL riding the scooter.
The hard part for Illinois to me, and I'm sure they have other guys, and like you said, there's tons of tough dudes in a Bielema program. Their best player transferred to Georgia.
Yep. The running back.
Yeah. I mean, they had a really nice running back.
You don't think they got a running back in Illinois? I'm sure.
I don't know.
Probably. Bill was going to run the ball.
Yeah, he usually does.
He usually has a guy.
They
run the damn ball.
But they don't count, though. Like, people can't say they're this year's Indiana. They're 12th in the AP poll.
Yeah.
Like, people think they're going to be good. Nobody thought Indiana was going to be good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Funk Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.